How do you mean?
Because
you can't see the Teletubbies saying. You mean you can't hear what they're saying?
No.
No, well, it's just the picture on the television. The sound's been turned down, hasn't it? Right, sweetheart.
Could I turn it on properly?
You want to turn it on properly? Well, no, we can't at the moment.
Oh.
You can see it later on this afternoon. A little bit later on.
For watching in how?
Well, perhaps later on when Mummy's got some jobs to do and we've been for a walk, you can sit with a drink of milk and watch a bit of Teletubbies then.
I'm watching Teletubbies now.
Well, you can watch it now, yes, it's just we can't listen to it at the same time. Let's take your coat off.
I don't want to put it on. Properly.
You want to put it on properly?
Yeah.
There we are, let's hang your coat up because we've got a bit.
Sweetie.
You want a sweetie? Well, in a few minutes we're going to have our lunch. I just want to get your nappy changed first. Let's take your shoes off.
A sweetie. A sweetie.
You can perhaps have a sweetie later. We've got sausage and pasta for lunch. Do you like that?
Sausage and pasta?
Sausage and pasta, yes.
Oh.
What have you been doing this morning?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You didn't seem very happy at playgroup this morning.
I wanted to play on trains.
You wanted to play with the trains, didn't you?
And the fire engine.
And the fire engine?
Yeah.
What happened? There were three little boys playing with the train sat on the floor. And you wanted to join in.
Yeah.
And one little boy hit you in the face, didn't he?
Yes.
With one of the... Well, it was a bit of track, wasn't it? One of the wooden bits of track.
Mm.
That wasn't nice, was it? Oh!
The little boys want to stay away him.
Pardon?
Oh, look, the lorry.
Oh, yes, there's a big lorry outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
It might be somebody else going to Fred and Rachel's house. It looks like it's some sort of building equipment, doesn't it?
What's happened?
I'm going to have to find your... cram bag now because I need a clean vest, Thomas. What did we do with it when we arrived home?
Big lorry.
It's a big lorry. Didn't we take the bag straight upstairs? Oh no, it's here. So the little boy went to hit you, didn't he? And you got very upset. And Mummy kept telling you to not worry about the train set and play with the fire engine. And you didn't want to, but then when somebody else wanted the fire engine, you wanted it, so you had another upset.
Yeah.
Oh dear. There were lots of things this morning, weren't there?
Yeah. Not a big lorry.
It is a big lorry, isn't it?
Yeah. What's in it?
I don't know, sweetheart.
44 toys?
I don't think it's full of toys, no. I doubt it very much.
Put sausages in it.
Full of sausages. It's got sausages in it.
No.
You're going to sit down, won't you?
It's got quavers in it.
Full of quavers? What did you say? Full of quavers in it?
Yes.
Whoops. A new bottle of lotion and it's just squirted everywhere, hasn't it? Because it's very full. Right, lie down, sweetheart.
That's the lorry. What's in it?
I don't know.
44 toys.
I doubt whether it's full of toys, no.
No cars.
Or cars.
No.
Well, what we'll do, if he's not driven off by the time we've got you changed, you can go to the window and have a little look. But there are lots of builders and plumbers working at Fred and Rachel's house, so I would imagine. But they need some equipment. So I think the ladder's probably come...
Sorry, bash something.
Who's bashed something?
Fred and Rachel.
Yeah, they had a fire, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I would imagine one of the builders or workmen working there needs some equipment, so they've asked the lorry to come and drop something off for them. That was a very big lucky, Thomas.
Not drops. There's always not dropped on things.
No, I don't mean dropped like dropped in the floor. I mean they've left something, they've delivered something. You say dropped off when you often mean left something or delivered something. You dropped it off.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, we were taking some magazines round to people, weren't we?
Yeah.
So we could have said we'd drop them off.
Yeah. Then go long way. What's in it?
I don't know, darling.
For sweeties.
The sweeties? You think it is?
Yeah.
So you going to lie down again, please?
A sweetie now.
You like a sweetie now?
Yeah.
Well, in a few minutes we might have sweeties.
No more now, please. I want to try orange.
Well, in a few moments, perhaps.
It's been lovely. I have knocked it past. No, got it past.
Cars can't get past.
No.
Come on, Tony, let's lie down.
No. Nobody can get past. Long way.
Nobody can get past the lorry. Nobody's sticking out into the road, isn't it? I haven't actually seen any cars trying to get past yet, though, have you?
No.
So that isn't a problem, really, is it?
No.
Not like when the dustbin man comes, because he always comes when it seems to be a busy time for everybody, and he's got a big lorry. And people really can't get past then, can they?
Get out front.
We're nearly at the end of this thing of talcum powder, aren't we? We've got a new one upstairs.
Yeah.
We had to buy some new lotion yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we'd run out and the powder looks like it's almost run out as well. There we are.
Let's switch up a bit. What's in there? He's got something on his back.
Has he?
Yes. A big machine.
A big machine, right. Just lie down now.
I just see something in it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get this on quick and then we can go to the window. Lie down. Do you want a pillow behind you?
Yes. I can't.
A cushion.
Fine.
How you
want? Double.
Is that better?
Or I can go to sleep with.
What would I like to go to sleep with?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, well, you look very relaxed there. I think you're quite tired today because you had a late night and you got up a little bit earlier than normal. You've been running around at playgroup. We've had lots of fresh air going to and from playgroup. And you're yawning now, aren't you? But anyway, you've got to stay awake because tonight Mummy's going out.
Yeah.
And when Mummy goes out on Tuesday nights, what do we do?
Hello.
We bath you.
Yeah.
Get you ready for bed.
Yeah.
Give you a drink of milk and brush your teeth.
Yeah.
And then you go in the car, don't you, with Daddy?
Mm.
And by the time you've dropped Mummy off and come home again, you're usually asleep, aren't you? Oh, he's driven off. He's driven off.
Lord, not a parcel.
He's driven away, hasn't he? Yeah. Oh, dear. Let's put your vest on.
Never mind.
Never mind.
It's gone.
You might just have gone to turn round. So put this on quickly and we'll go over to the window.
Turn round.
You might have done.
Yeah.
I think he has. Quick, to the window.
No.
Right. He has his turning round. He's turned round. What did he have on the back of his van? Ah. It said the power tool company, and he had two big red, they look like gas cylinders, gas canisters, on his van.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think they would be used for?
A big fire.
A big fire?
Yeah.
Well, they might be.
Purdy.
Oh, Purdy's coming downstairs.
Purdy's a fire engine.
Is Purdy a fire engine?
My fireman Thomas.
Your fireman Thomas, and Purdy's the fire engine.
Hello, fire engine! Your Purdy's a firefighter.
Purdy's a firefighter, is she?
Fires on the firefighters.
Pardon?
Fires on the firefighter.
Fires on the firefighter?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm holding our door.
You're holding my door?
Yes.
Well, you're not holding anything, are you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Hello, fire engine.
Hello, Purdy. You're a fire engine, apparently. Let's put your foot in.
Get the fire engine back.
Other foot in your trousers.
I'm holding your door.
Fireman Thomas holding Mummy's head.
Yes. Fireman not going in the fire engine.
Is he not?
No.
Oh, sorry, Purdy's the fire engine, isn't she?
Yeah.
Right, you just sit down there. We'll put your slippers on then.
Yeah. Fireman Sam Thomas got slippers.
Fireman Sam Thomas got slippers.
That's why.
What's why?
That's why I dog poo in the fire engine and in your shoes aboard.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, do you mean that you take your shoes off because they might be dirty?
Yeah.
Yes, when you come in from outside, we take your shoes off and you should put your slippers on. But you've been in the pushchair this morning. There was a lot of dog poo on the pavement. But we avoided it, didn't we? We didn't walk through it.
No.
Could I have a kiss, please, little boy?
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
No.
Right, let's get you in.
See you later. See you, Chris, later. Will you a kiss later?
Oh, give me a kiss later, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Give you a kiss later. Right, you plunk your bottom in there.
Your powder's dropped down.
Has it? Powder's fallen on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh dear, never mind, the lid was on it, wasn't it? Oh yes. That's better. Purdy's probably looking for some food, but we've taken her food upstairs before, haven't we? Because when we went out this morning, we had to set the burglar alarm. And the only way we can do that is by putting Purdy in one of the bedrooms. So we leave him there with a litter tray and a plate of food and a bowl of water, don't we?
Yeah.
And she's come downstairs now. Right, I'll just move these and then we'll wash your hands.
No. Not touch anything.
Oh, well, you have done. You've been out all morning. You've been playing. And running around. And jumping and bumping. So you're bound to touch something.
No, not like my hands. Not like my hands. The hands gone.
Where have your hands gone? You're hiding them, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll give Purdy some fresh food. It'll save me going upstairs.
Put on a pool on a nappy.
Purdy doesn't wear a nappy, Thomas.
Yes.
She doesn't.
Yes.
We've still got some washing up to do from last night, haven't we?
Yeah.
So we've had a big Chinese meal.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of things. Do you know what this special pan's called that Daddy was using last night?
Yeah.
It's called a wok.
Yeah. Wok.
A wok?
Yeah.
We didn't wash the wok up last night, did she?
No.
There you are, Puss. Let me show you this special pan, Thomas. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Look, can you see this special pan?
Mm-hmm. It's a wok.
It's a wok. It's got two handles, because normal saucepans have just one long handle, don't they? This has two little handles, and look, a special little tool for moving the food around the pan. It's a wok.
See the Farrell Sam Thomas taking me coat.
I'm sure the fireman needs to wash his hands because you'll have been touching all sorts of smoky things, I bet.
Yes. Because you're touching this.
You've been touching that, have you, Mummy's bag?
Mm. All day long.
All day long?
Mm.
That's it. It's raining now. As if it fares up this afternoon, we'll go for a little walk somewhere.
Yeah.
Where would you like to go?
Stockport.
Stockport? I don't think Mummy's got the energy to walk to Stockport, Mummy. We might go to the greengrocer's and see if he's got any nice plants. Do you think he will have?
No. Thank you not.
You don't think he will?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Can you hear Purdy eating her food?
Mm.
What's she doing? Is that what she's doing?
Yeah.
Making a lot of noise, isn't she?
Yes. Stop making this big noise.
Purdy, stop making this big noise. Thomas says so.
Make them laugh at her. And spit at her.
Well, you also spit at her. That's not nice, is it?
It's always better, Purdy. I'm sorry, Purdy.
You're sorry, Purdy. Mm. So it's not nice to spit on you, is
no.
It? I'm just going to hang my coat up as well, because we got wet this morning, didn't we?
Yeah. But it's finished.
Has she?
Yeah. That noise.
Right, Mummy's got a little book I was going to show you, Thomas.
Yes, little book.
We've read this before.
Yeah.
I was just going to talk a bit about this morning. When we went to playgroup, there were a lot of people in the room, weren't there?
Yeah.
All sorts of different people, little boys, little girls, all different ages. And an awful lot of toys. All lovely toys.
Yeah.
Because everybody seems to want to play with the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And you were terribly, terribly upset this morning when that little boy wouldn't let you play with the trains, weren't you?
Yeah.
Because really, when you're with a lot of other people, you've got to share things and join in, haven't you?
Mm.
And perhaps if that little boy had let you play, you could have all played very happily and very nicely.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't let you join in, would he?
No.
But then you were a little bit like that with the fire engine. When you finally decided to play with the fire engine,
mm-hmm.
another little boy came mm-hmm. and wanted to look at the fire engine, and you said no, didn't you?
Yeah. It's mine.
You said it's mine. But it wasn't really yours, was it? It belonged to the playgroup. And so, when you wanted to play with the trains, and that other little boy wouldn't let you play because he said it was mine, he shouldn't have said that, really, because the train set wasn't his. It belonged to the toddler group, and he should have let you play if he'd wanted to. Just like when you were playing with the fire engine and that other little boy wanted to look at it, you shouldn't really have said it's mine. Because that little boy then was upset, just like you've been upset.
Mm.
There's a little book here about sharing, which we've looked at before. Shall we read it?
Yeah.
Look, on the front of the book, there's a teddy. What's that?
A rabbit.
A rabbit, and?
Another rabbit.
That's a pussycat. A teddy, a pussycat, and a rabbit. And it looks to me as if these three are friends.
Yeah.
There's an old saying, Thomas, two's company, three's a crowd.
Mm.
Little bear, kitten and rabbit are best friends. Looks to me as if the bear's a little boy and the rabbit and the kitten are little girls because they're wearing dresses, aren't they?
Mm.
They like to share things most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
They share the building blocks. Look, all three of them are playing, aren't they, with building blocks. They build a tall tower together. The three of them are playing together.
And it's not falling down.
It's not falling down, is it?
The bricks fall down.
Well, I don't think the bricks have fallen down. I think they're the bricks that they've taken out of the box ready to stack up. I think they're going to pick those bricks up and put them on top. And look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bricks. So there's plenty there for the rabbit, the kitten and the bear to all pick a brick up and each put it somewhere. They march in a band, all together. Wait for me, cries little bear. What are they playing?
I'm going to turn the page.
You want to turn the page?
Not a last party.
The rabbit's got a tambourine. The kitten's got a trumpet. You and Isabel were playing a trumpet this morning, weren't you? And the bear's got a little drum. Let's dress up, says Kitten, sharing the clothes. She's opened this wicker basket and inside there's all sorts of things like hats and dresses and handbags. So it's Kitten's idea to dress up and they're going to share the clothes. They're each going in the box and they're getting something out to wear. Dressing up is a lot of fun. They've all put silly clothes on, haven't they?
Like a clown.
Yes, the teddy's like a clown. He looks a little bit like, there's a character called Andy Pandy that Mummy remembers when she was a little girl. He looks like Andy Pandy, but yes, he's got a clown's hat on. And what's the rabbit dressed up as?
Clown. Mama clown.
Well, I think the kitten's supposed to be a bride on her wedding day. She's wearing a white dress and a veil. And the rabbit's dressed up as an old lady.
Look.
They like to ride on the rocking horse. Hold tight, everyone. All three of them are rocking, aren't they, on the rocking horse. Kitten wants to play with elephant, a little soft toy. What's the problem with Kitten wanting elephant?
The boy wanted it.
That's right. The little boy wants it. He's holding the elephant. But it looks to me as if the little girl, the kitten, does actually want it. But there's a problem, isn't there? Because he's holding it.
The little bear looks crying.
The little bear looks very sad because he's holding the elephant and the kitten wants to take it off him.
Yeah.
Oh dear, it says kitten wants to play with elephant. But so does little bear. Look, they're pulling, they're tugging, aren't they? They've each got an ear of the elephant. Kitten is upset. On this page, little bear looks upset because kitten's trying to take it off him. On this page, kitten is upset because she can't have it. Now, does that remind you of Isabel's house with Bethany and Isabel?
Yeah.
Both at Bethany's house last week, last Thursday, and at Isabel's house on Saturday. They were fighting over dolls, weren't they? Because they each wanted the same thing.
Mm.
And what's the nicest thing to do?
Bethany eating his cake.
Mm. Bethany's eating a cake?
Yeah.
Oh, you and Bethany were eating cakes, weren't you?
Because
it would have been nice, really, if instead of falling out, you could have shared.
Bethany done a poo.
Yes, Bethany did a poo, didn't she, at lunchtime? And now little bear feels sad. He feels sad because kitten's crying. Little bear gives elephant to kitten to make her feel a little bit better.
That's our thing on it. Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
No.
She's crying. Kitten's crying. It's a little tear coming from her eye.
Yeah.
You had little tears coming from your eyes this morning, didn't you? What happened? When that little boy hit you with a little bit of track and said you couldn't play with him, what did you do?
Smack him.
No, you didn't smack him. He smacked you. You cried, didn't you? You were very, very sad. Now, Kitten and Bear are both upset with one another, aren't they? But luckily, Rabbit says, "Come and play with the wagon," calls Rabbit. Kitten pushes the wagon first. Then Rabbit pushes the wagon. Then they all sit in the wagon together because sharing is fun. And you've always been a very, very good boy, Thomas.
I don't need lunch.
You don't need lunch?
No.
Well, we're going to have lunch a little bit later.
Yes. I need jigsaws.
You need a jigsaw?
Yes, and then a Winnie the Pooh one.
All right, I'll get the Winnie the Pooh jigsaw.
Build a track.
And build a track. Well, I think, yes, you can play with a train track later on, can't you, today? Because you couldn't before. Right.
I'm going to have a shell orange first.
Have some chocolate orange first.
And I need Martin.
Well, Mummy was going to say, let's just look at this. Look at these Smarties. We've got an orange one, a green one, a yellow one, a pink one, a red one, and a purple one. Got six Smarties there.
Oh, a little track.
Now, if I wanted all these Smarties, would you be upset?
No. I'm
doing the Winnie the Pooh jigsaw.
You want
the Winnie the Pooh jigsaw? Yeah. Would it be nice, instead of Mummy keeping all these, if she shared them with you? One for you.
Mummy eat it.
You don't want to share. You don't even want mine. Am I sharing?
No.
But anyway, don't get upset about this morning. That little boy upset you, but you upset another little boy. And it's just a case of...
The postman hat's here.
Yeah. Just a case of... Sometimes there are things we want and we can't have.
Teletubbies finished and postman hat's there.
Teletubbies are finished and postman hat's there.
Postman hat's there.
See?
Yeah.
Oh yes, postman hat's on the television now. What can you see?
The big tractor moving the snow.
A big tractor moving the snow?
Yeah.
It's February today, isn't it? Mm. It's still winter.
Yes, and the chocolate orange.
Piece of chocolate orange? Mm. Now there's one piece and Mummy wants some, Thomas wants some, so what shall we do?
Well,
we'll cut it in half, so we each have a piece.
Mummy won't have this one.
How's that? Mm. We each have a piece. Mm. We're sharing. Mm. So now we're happy, aren't we? Mmm, that tastes good, Thomas. Shall we have another piece?
Yeah. I need to cut them.
You need to cut it. Or we'll each have one. It's nice to share, isn't it? What can you see?
This young boy pulling leg on the ice.
Somebody's got a pulling leg. Didn't they slip on the ice?
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen this one before, haven't you?
Reverend Timms.
Reverend Timms. Was he the one with the pulling leg?
Yeah.
He slipped on the ice.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Just put this chocolate away now. Should we just wipe hands again now?
Mm.
Sticky, wasn't it?
Mm.
You can't talk because you've got a mouth full of orange, haven't you?
Mm. Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Mummy. I'm Farron Thomas.
You're Farron Thomas, are you?
Hello, Mummy.
And when it came to singing songs today, you sang every single song, didn't you, with all the words?
Mm.
And all the actions, that was good.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, I don't think we'll be going for a walk at the moment, Thomas. It's really raining heavily now, there's puddles on the floor. It wasn't raining that heavily when we went out before, was it?
No.
Do you know who bought you this jigsaw?
Mm.
Can you remember?
Yeah.
Who bought it for you?
No.
It's Isabel.
Isabel.
Isabel bought you this for your first birthday, along with a Teletubby book.
Mm.
Shall we share? Shall we do this together?
Yeah.
It looks as if somebody's...
You're a little boy.
I'm a little boy?
Yeah. My little girl.
And you're a little girl. And we're sharing the jigsaw, aren't we? It looks as if somebody's stepped on this because there are little footprints on it.
Someone's dropped mine.
Somebody's trodden on yours, have they?
Yes. Little Willy Pooh.
It's Winnie the Pooh, isn't it?
I want to stick him.
You want to stick him?
I want to stick his honey.
Oh, you want to stick his honey?
Yeah.
Who's this at the door? Just a second. That was a man coming to see if we wanted any compost. Or anything for the garden.
Yeah, the dustbin man.
What are we doing with that? Well, it wasn't the dustbin man, no, it was a garden man. But I don't think we're really thinking about the garden today, are we? Not on a day like this.
No.
We've got to start potting all our tubs and everything soon.
No, not that. I want to build a track.
You want to build a track?
Yes.
Well, I thought we were sharing this together and doing this together.
No, Winnie and Pooh. I want to build a track.
What do you mean you want to build a track, Tom?
No, Winnie and Pooh. Not on there. I want to build a track. Yes.
Do you not want to do the jigsaw?
No, I'm really poo. I'm going to build a trail in it. The track, I've got a train track.
You don't want... Do you want to build a train track?
Yes.
Or are you telling me that you want to make the jigsaw into a train track rather than Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Right. Well, the trouble is, Thomas, you can't quite do that as easily because with the wooden train track, all the pieces fit together. You can have them in all sorts of different combinations, loops and straight bits and corners and bridges, but they all fit together. Now with a jigsaw, they only fit a certain way. They only fit one way.
Yeah.
And they fit the way...
Thomas,
listen to me. What is the matter? You're not so happy boy today, are you?
That's funny.
Is it funny?
A train track. Train's over there. Yeah.
Well, shall we get the train track and build the train track?
Yes, no, I don't need all this now.
You don't need to do the Winnie the Pooh jigsaw. Okay.
No, I rolled down the floor.
You dropped one on the floor.
Two. One.
Two. One. You dropped one on the floor.
Yeah, and then another one.
No, I think I picked that one up earlier on, Thomas. I'll get the wooden train set for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I might do the jigsaw on my own. Is that all right?
No, not play my jigsaw. Yes. You two play my jigsaw, my wooden train, and my police car.
The police car? Now, shall I help you get the track out?
Yes, I play my police
car. You're playing with your police car? This is going to make a noise now. That's it. You got that police car at Isabel's birthday, didn't you? It was for colouring in a picture of a snowman.
Yes, no policeman.
No policeman, no, it's just the car, isn't it? It's an empty car. They had a competition to see who could do the best colouring in. And you won the competition, didn't you?
Yes.
Very clever. Did you enjoy Isabel's party?
Yes.
What did you do?
Playing
our pictures. You played with some pictures?
Yes.
You did other things as well, didn't you?
Yes.
Bebo, Bebo!
Out of the straw. Bebo, Bebo! Oh dear, oh dear. That Bebo's.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Shall I keep the police car here?
Yeah.
I'm building this jigsaw now. Is that all right?
I dropped a track.
Have you dropped a piece of track?
Yeah. I made the trains.
There you are. There's the trains.
Yes.
It's your birthday soon, isn't it? And I think for your birthday, we're going to ask if somebody would buy you some more of this wooden track.
Yeah.
And to include an engine shed. Because we haven't got an engine shed, have we?
No, not boxes.
We've got boxes, yes, we've got old soap powder boxes that we use as engine sheds, but the wooden engine sheds that fit on the track would be nice, wouldn't they? Mm. How do you think Mummy's doing with this jigsaw?
Mother, three sheds. More like yours.
More like your train track.
Yeah.
But it's all fitting together very nicely, isn't it?
Not yet. It's not mended yet.
It's not mended yet?
Nope.
Look, I'm finished.
I'm not finished yet. Just not finished.
Have you not? Mm. Shall I build a bit more track around here?
Yeah.
Like that. How's that? It's all built now, is it? Well, if we put it round in a circle.
Yeah. Yes.
We could have a bridge, couldn't we?
Yes.
And then when you're playing with the trains, they don't fall on the floor.
No. It's very right, Mummy.
It's very right?
Yeah. That's not fit on there.
Well, if we turn it over, that's it.
Yeah.
They all fit together.
That's the wrong way. Can't reach it down there.
Can't you?
No. It's the wrong way.
It's moving it the wrong way?
Yes.
Oh, silly
mum. That's the train that's falling down the floor. Yes, that's the wrong way. That's the wrong way.
I've done it all wrong, haven't I?
Yes.
Oh dear. How's that?
Yes. Two shapes.
Two shapes. That's a very big track now, isn't it? We've got two trains.
No. I don't want to go them. It's ready to go.
It's ready to go. But tell us that there are two trains there.
Yes.
There's this one with carriages. And there's the other one with carriages. So Mummy could have had one. And you could have had one.
It's
not fitting. It does fit. You mean it doesn't fit to that one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we'd perhaps do is, shall we turn this round?
Yeah.
And see if that fits there. You see, you did this with Daddy the other night. You asked Daddy if he'd play. There you are. Asked Daddy if he'd play trains with you. And he said yes, but every time he touched something,
yeah,
he didn't like him touching it.
No.
If you're playing together, you've got to share.
Is that train making a big noise?
It is making a big noise, isn't it?
No, I want to go this way.
Do you?
Yeah.
Shall I join it up? Together, there.
Yeah. Yes, that's a silly way.
Is that a silly way?
Yes.
Why is that a silly way, Thomas?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I thought it was a
joke. Bye! You're jumping in the track.
I thought it was quite a good way, actually. Is it not?
No, it's a dirty way.
A dirty way?
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to get those two pieces to join up. I really don't. Do you?
No. Uh-oh, is the train track broken?
Is the train track broken?
No, is the train snapped.
The train snapped.
Yes. All of my cushions.
I don't know how we're going to get it to work, Thomas, now. I think we've got to just stick with it like that, haven't we?
I'm not pulling it.
Would you like to pull it?
No.
Ah, but we're sharing, aren't we? Are we not playing together?
No.
Are you playing on your own?
Yes.
Well, shall I go and do something else?
Yes.
Well, look, I've made the jigsaw. So I might get a clock.
It's Winnie the Pooh!
It's Winnie the Pooh. What's he eating?
Honey.
Honey. I might get a clock and just wipe that. Because somebody's in trouble on it, haven't they, with dirty footprints?
Yeah. A train, not dirty things.
No.
No, it's all clean.
The train's not got dirty feet, it's all clean. That's right.
That train making a big noise.
It is making a big noise, isn't it?
Well, Daddy! And then go home! Where are you? In the home? Yes, I am. Okay, bye. The train driver's Daddy's home.
The train driver's saying Daddy's home?
Yeah. That train making a big noise.
Just making a big noise, isn't it?
And I need to pull it out now. No. It's going under the bridge.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a silly way.
Is that a silly way?
Yeah. Woo-hoo! No smoke coming out this chimney.
There isn't any smoke coming out the chimney, no. You're quite right. Shall I put the jigsaw away now, Thomas?
Yeah. For the two pieces! Cooked it!
I enjoyed playing with it.
Yeah.
Would have been nice if we could have done it together, though, wouldn't it? When Mummy's doing jobs, you always say, I want to help. So we're sharing the job, aren't we? We're doing it together.
Train going.
Where's the train going to?
The airport.
The airport?
Yes. Mummy loves the airplane, out the helicopter.
Well, there are lots of aeroplanes and Harold on the helicopter. Who do we know that's just gone on holiday?
I'm going to Harold. Went in Harold.
You went in Harold?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
At the airport.
At the airport in Spain, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, you did, and we were waiting for our flight home.
Yeah.
You sat in a toy helicopter, didn't you? Harold the helicopter. Who do we know, Thomas, who's currently...
What's happened?
...on holiday in Spain?
No track!
There isn't, is there?
No.
Shall we put it on the bridge?
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh dear. That's a silly way.
Is that a silly way as well?
Yes.
Every way is a silly way, according to you, isn't it?
That's a silly way.
That's a silly way as well?
Yeah.
It can't be all silly ways, Thomas.
That's the silly way of it.
I think this is a very clever way because, look, it all links up together, isn't it?
No, no, the problem. Twins, and Thomas the Tank Engine's pulling it.
Thomas the Tank Engine's pulling it?
Yeah.
That's a very clever way, isn't it? Look at that.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant, Thomas, yeah. You said Mummy was brilliant, didn't you, earlier on?
Mm.
Was it yesterday you said Mummy was brilliant?
No, train slammed my fall down. And I need a bullet. And I need a bullet. And I'm just going now.
It's going now, isn't it?
And your Mummy missed the train.
Mummy's missed the train?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Mummy's going to go in the bus.
Will Mummy have to go in the bus? On the bus now?
And a bit of track.
Have you?
And another train. Another train's gone.
Oh dear, has the train fallen down? Oh, and a piece of track. Where's that piece of track come from?
Over there.
Well, we are a piece of track short. So that would probably make all the difference to us, wouldn't it?
I'm not lead up on it now. Prince's not there now. Mummy wants to go on the bus.
Mummy's aunt wants to go on the bus?
Yeah. Mummy's very happy here. Prince come. Prince there.
Can we push you around there?
No thanks. I want to go in the, down another way. Thanks. Mummy missed the train.
Where's Mummy's missed the train again?
Yeah.
Always missing trains, aren't I? We've been known to miss buses, haven't we? Yeah?
Is that...
dear Thomas, you've had another crash, haven't you?
Yes.
I think really you're better playing with the train track on the
floor. I'm on the floor. They're up a table.
Well, we're playing with them on the table now, but I think another time it will be better. This is what Mummy was trying to tell you this morning, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
That with it being such a long train.
Oh my God, do it this. And that's a bit silly.
With it being such a long train, you could make it into two trains and then we could each have one to play with.
Not that way, this way.
Oh, that's all right, put it away, like. Don't get ratty and upset. People wouldn't want to play with you anyway, Thomas, if you're going to start being bossy.
Yeah.
And start crying and getting upset when things don't go your way.
Mummy missed our train. Mummy wants to go in the bus. That's silly.
Did I miss the train on purpose because I wanted to go on the bus?
Yeah.
Or did I? Do I have to go on the bus because I've missed the train?
Yes, and Mummy's so pleased. Train's there.
Mummy's so pleased because the train's there. So I haven't missed it.
There. Lots of smoke coming out it.
Is there? Lots of smoke?
Yeah. There's a door in it. The train is gone now. My gone now.
Mummy's just wiped this little book about sharing as well, because that had some marks on it. It looked like a bottle of milk's been standing on top. So the jigsaw has had a wipe and so has the little book. They were washing all the toys at playgroup when we left, weren't they?
Yeah.
Because I thought people hadn't put them away because there were toys everywhere, but the lady said they were washing them. It's nice to know, isn't it?
Yes. Train's gone now.
It's a little bit grumpy.
Mum's a bit sad.
Mummy's a bit sad?
Yeah, the train's gone.
The train's gone again?
Yeah.
Oh, and I missed it.
Come on, the train's here.
Oh, great. So I can still get on it?
Yeah.
Wait for me. Just let me jump in. Right, open the door. Shut it. Right, I'm in. Thank you. Can we go now, driver, please?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Train's here.
Yes.
Piccadilly.
The train's here at Piccadilly, is it? Piccadilly train station.
Stop a big noise. It's not a big noise.
It has. It's standing still now, so there's no big noise, is there?
No. Train's looking at the big Smarties.
Is it?
Mm.
Looking at the big Smarties.
Train's swerving off now. Train's not moving now.
Right.
Mum's a bit sad again because the train's gone.
Mum's a bit sad again because the train's gone?
Yeah.
This is the other thing though, Thomas,
mm-hmm.
that because you've got the same train set at home, it's silly getting upset about somebody playing with it at playgroup because...
Can I see you?
Yes. Again. Right. And look, a horse. This little horse wants to get in the trailer. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Wants to go for a ride.
That big tree's not going in. Big.
No, the big tree isn't going in as well because it is a big... bit big, you're quite right, but the two horses fit nicely in the trailer, don't they?
The train's coming.
Thomas, I was just trying to say that those little boys playing with the train this morning maybe aren't as fortunate as you and have a nice train set at home.
The train's here.
Yeah, you see, you're lucky because you've got the same train set at home, so you can play with it any time. But those little boys, perhaps the only time they get to play with the train is when they're at playgroup.
Mm-hmm.
You're better playing with things like riding around in the tractor and trailer and those little cars, things that you haven't got at home, aren't you?
Yeah. Train's coming now.
Is it?
I've missed it.
You've missed it again? That's because you drive too quickly. You see me waiting at the platform and you go whoosh, straight past, don't you?
Yeah.
That's cheeky because I've bought my ticket and I'm waiting and I'll be cross and I shall report you to the park controller.
Yeah.
And what will he say?
Yeah.
What will the fat controller say?
I don't know.
He'll probably say, Thomas, you are a really...
Useful engine,
because that's what he always says. Yes. Thomas, you are a really useful engine. He always says that, doesn't he?
Yes. Jane's here. Jane's got a man with it.
Again?
Yeah.
Shall we have some lunch now?
No.
No?
No.
What didn't we do this morning?
I don't know.
Where do we always go on our way home from playgroup?
I don't know.
Which shop?
Sausage Roll.
Sausage Roll shop. We didn't go this morning, did we?
No. Thank you. Here are new syringes.
Right. I'm getting in now. I've opened the door. I'm in. I've shut the door. I'm sitting down. Ooh, finally I got the train. Is it time to go? But I'm inside this time. I'm just sitting down reading my newspaper. Ooh, I think I might have a cup of coffee when the coffee cart goes round. If they come.
That train's done.
Did it?
Yes, it done.
It's usually what we hear trains saying, isn't it? Boop, boop.
There's a train here on the platform.
Is it on the platform?
To the first station. The train's not a Christmas train.
The train's on the platform instead of at the station?
Yeah. Not a Christmas tree.
No, but it could have, couldn't it? Shall we take the horses out?
Mm.
And we'll put a Christmas tree on it, in it. Like that story you have about Thomas the Tank Engine. Mm. Look, there's a lovely Christmas tree. That fits in nicely, doesn't it?
My dough in it.
Can Mummy get in as well?
Yeah.
Right, there we are. Open the door. Close the door. Sitting down.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to put my suitcase up on the luggage rack just a second. There we go, up it goes. Right, sitting down now. Oh, I'm looking forward to a nice journey.
Boo, boo, boo. Train's here at Piccadilly.
The train's here at Piccadilly, right?
Yeah. Train.
What's happened?
The train.
I might see if I can mend that little yellow train.
I don't want to put it on a track.
Well, I'm going to just see if I can mend it, Thomas.
Yeah. It happened.
Well, apparently Daddy trod on it on Christmas Day, which I can't remember.
No, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it.
And it's a little bit rough where the wood's splintered.
Yes.
We've got some secret here in the cupboard. I'll see what I can do.
That's it. That's something.
Not for me.
What else got it on there? Let's go to freezer.
Yes. Now, if we mend this, Thomas, we might have to leave it a few minutes to set.
Yeah.
There we are. We'll see if she can mend it.
Yeah.
You put those two back together.
Yeah.
It might need repainting after it's been stuck. There we are. This glue is very, very sticky. You have to be careful. It smells strong as well.
Just a moment, smell it.
Well, I think you can probably smell it from where you're sitting, can't you?
Not smell it. Yes, it is. It's strong.
It is a bit strong, isn't it?
It's not this very nice.
Oh, no, it probably doesn't taste nice at all. You've never eaten it. What I should have done was check before putting the glue on which way round it went.
That way.
That way?
Yeah.
Or do you think it went the other way?
The other way.
I'm not even sure if it's going to stick because sometimes you need different glues for different things. Oh, it's a good job we changed it round because that's the way it goes.
Yes.
Whoops! Oh, what a shame. I got it all lined up now. Because I pressed down to hold the glue in place, the train, because it's on wheels, shot off the end of the table, didn't it?
Blue engine.
That's the way it needs to go.
Yeah.
So I think after dropping it, we need to just pop a tiny bit more glue there. Do with Bob the Builder fixing this for us, Thomas.
My Bob.
Your Bob. I knew you'd hammer it. You hammer everything, don't you? Whether it needs hammering or not.
Yes, I'm just not now.
How's that?
Oh, Ollie. Two Christmas trees.
You're carrying two Christmas trees?
Yeah.
What's happened in the story of Thomas and the Christmas tree?
Yeah, I know.
Well, we read it every night. What happens to Thomas when he goes to pick up the Christmas tree?
No, no.
You don't know?
No.
He gets stuck in a snowdrift. Do you remember now?
No snow coming down now.
No, there isn't. It's just raining as usual, isn't it?
But like snow.
There we are. I've held that in place. Now, I don't know whether that's going to hold or not.
Well, it's not suspended it. Bob the Builder's fixed it.
Bob the Builder's fixed it. Yes. But I think we might have to just leave it to one side.
I'm going to put it on a tree.
Well, no, I think it needs to rest, Thomas. The glue has to set.
I'm going to hold it.
It doesn't mention that it sticks wood. Let me read what it says. I should have read that before.
I'm going to hold a big yellow tree.
Oh, no, not until it's ready. It doesn't say it's not for wood.
Must miss the train.
Are we missing the train again?
Yeah. Mama's crying.
I would be crying if I was ready to go somewhere. I kept missing the train.
Train's here.
I wouldn't be very happy, would I?
Train's here. Mummy, please.
Mummy's very pleased. I am very pleased now the train's here. Yes, because I can get on it, can't I?
My fingers are like a train.
Your fingers are like a train. Yes, you're moving them along the track, aren't you?
Yeah. Better?
I think it will be. We'll leave it on the window ledge in the kitchen to dry, look. And then we'll see what it's like later on this afternoon.
The train now.
Because if it's mended, then you have an extra carriage to transport trees and horses in, won't you?
My fingers are our fingers going in it.
My fingers? There we are. I'm pretending I'm a train over the bridge, Jan. Oh, where's that?
Mama's going in it.
Again, where am I going to this time?
Seaside.
The seaside, right. Let me open the door. In I am. Right, sitting down. Oh, I think I better put my bucket and spade. The luggage rack. There we are. Oh, I'm looking forward to lots of sun and an ice cream and a ride on the donkey when I get to the seaside.
Yeah. And me too.
Are you
two?
Are you coming with me? Yes.
I didn't
see you get on the train.
I'm going in the front.
Oh, you're in a different
I shut the door.
I'm
my engine driver.
You're an engine driver. Oh, that's why I didn't see you on the train.
Wee, bum, bum.
Well, you're a very, very important part of the engine then, aren't you? If you're the engine.
On the train, lots of passengers.
Lots and lots of passengers.
First here, Piccadilly.
Is it?
Yeah.
Piccadilly? We're picking up more passengers.
Yeah.
Did we stop at Oxford Road and Deansgate?
Yes. Yes, I was dead.
And we'll be passing through Poulton-le-Fylde if we're going to Blackpool, won't we?
Yeah.
And who lives at Poulton-le-Fylde?
Well, Grandad and Ward.
Grandma and Grandad, yes, they can get on at Poulton-le-Fylde and travel to Blackpool with us, and then we can all have a nice day on the beach.
And Purdy.
Oh, and Purdy, yes. Well, I'll tell you what, we could go the other way. We could go from Manchester to York.
This way.
That way to York, yes. Pick up Nana and Grandad Bealby and travel on from York to Scarborough.
Yeah, Scarborough's over there.
Scarborough's over there, because when Mummy was a little girl, I used to go for holidays on the East Coast, Scarborough and Bridlington. Because I lived on the East Coast, girl lived in the West.
Train, missed the train.
Have I missed it again?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind, there'll be another one.
Mine is a pretty rush one.